While the headline numbers look like a seller's market, a closer look at 10 greater Boston towns tells a very different story this week.
Let's start with the number that jumps out immediately. Average days on market across Greater Boston is just 6 this week. That's an extraordinarily tight figure, and it's easy to read that as a pure seller's market.
6 days, that's barely enough time to schedule a second showing. So what's the tension you're seeing beneath that headline?
The tension is that 309 houses were out and Niederhorn sales closed at an average of 1.21 million, which sounds robust, but those are the homes that moved. The story this week is really about the homes that aren't moving and where sellers are starting to feel it.
So the 6-day DOM is masking some softness in specific pockets. Where does that show up most clearly?
Braintree is the starkest example on the South Shore. 24% of active listings have seen at least one price reduction, the highest rate in that corridor. That's not a blip. That's sellers who mispriced in the spring and are now adjusting.
And Braintree isn't alone in that pattern, right?
Not at all. Framingham is sitting at a 47-day average DOM, with 19% of listings reduced as of May, and Woburn is showing an average price cut of $28,000. Those are sellers who overreached in Q1 and are now coming back to earth.
$28,000 is a meaningful concession. What's driving the overpricing in the first place?
A lot of it is sellers anchoring to Q1 2026 comps, which were inflated. Waltham is the clearest case. Median list price has dropped $42,000 from its Q1 peak as buyers simply hit an affordability ceiling and stopped competing.
That 42K drop in Waltham is significant for a market that tight. Are there towns where the softness has a different cause, not just overpricing?
Malden is interesting because the pressure there is supply-driven. Out-of-state investors are exiting, and that's pushing inventory onto the market at below peak prices. Burlington is a different story. Office-adjacent demand has softened as remote work normalization continues, and 22% of listings have been reduced since April.
So Burlington is really a remote work hangover story. What about the Route 495 corridor?
Same dynamic in Tewksbury. The commuter premium that inflated prices out there is deflating as fewer buyers need to be near that corridor 5 days a week.
Let's talk about buyers who are actually in the market right now. Where is the most actionable leverage?
Medford stands out because sellers there are routinely accepting 2 to 3% under ask. That's a complete reversal from 18 months ago when over ask was the norm. And Stoughton is worth flagging for first-timers specifically. Under 600K homes are seeing 3 to 4% cuts, which is a real entry point opportunity.
And Quincy rounds out the list. What's the dynamic there?
Quincy has condo inventory at a 5-year high, and that glut is actually suppressing buyer urgency on single-family homes, too. Sellers know buyers have options, so negotiating room has opened up across property types.
So across all 10 of these towns, what's the realistic range of savings for a buyer who moves confidently this summer?
The data suggests $20,000 to $60,000 off ask is achievable in these markets, but the window is tied to summer inventory. Once fall demand picks up, sellers who held firm will feel less pressure to negotiate.
That's a real number with a real expiration date. So the 6-day DOM is the market's headline, but the actual opportunity is hiding in the towns where that clock is running much slower.
Exactly. The aggregate speed masks the pockets of patience, and right now, patience is where the deals are.
If you're a buyer sitting on the sidelines, pick one of those 10 towns this week. Pull the DOM and reduction history on active listings and make an offer. The sellers who haven't moved in 30-plus days are the ones most likely to blink before Labor Day.